Thank you. Well, good morning to you all. As you do, as you're preparing to do a sermon, you think, what can I include? What would be interesting? What won't be interesting? And right at the last minute, something crops up and you think, oh, that's interesting. I want to show you two photographs, or pictures, I should say. That's the first one behind you, because it reminded me so much of something that Jesus did. But there it is. I'm not sure how clear it is. It wasn't a shepherd. It was a man on holiday in Devon who suddenly came across a sheep. Well, I don't know how the sheep got there. And I don't know how he was going to get down. Well, he knew he couldn't get down. He was just stuck. So this gentleman decides to drop down, climb down into the sea, across that little way, up the rocks, picks up a sheep onto his shoulders and brings him back to safety. That's love. All it really is. Absolutely incredible that somebody would go to that extent to save a sheep. But of course, it did remind me of what Jesus said about the pastor would always go to any length to find a sheep and bring him back. And I thought it was just a lovely description. However, turning over my newspaper to the next page, which we'll now put up on the screen, was exactly the opposite. I don't know how many of you have seen this photograph in the paper in the last few days. It was somebody who was climbing up the second biggest mountain in Europe, and he fell. And there's no way he was going to live, but at that point in time, he was alive, a good few thousand feet off the ground. I don't know what they're going to do about it, but everyone just walked past him. And after the event, they came, well, other people came back and said, well, at that point in time, he was still alive, he was still breathing, but he didn't have the right equipment on. There was just no way they were possibly going to get him down to safety and be alive. But I just could not believe that anybody would just walk past him because they wanted to get to the top of the mountain. They were in a race. They climbed 8 mountains previously. This was the 9th one, and they were going to do it in the fastest time. And they left him. There's no love there, none at all. But I just thought I'd throw those in because the subject this morning is on love. And as I started looking at this in the first place, the Beatles song came to mind, All You Need Is Love, which I think most of us probably remember, if not everybody. Certainly in my age, they probably do. But I wanted to add one word to that, of course, is All You Need Is God's Love. I'm not sure if that was what he meant at the time, but it's what I took from it and still do. All you need is God's love. Indeed, without his love, there wouldn't be a world, and there certainly wouldn't be us. In the beginning, it was God's love that created the world, and it was God's love that sanctified his son to come onto that cross so that we might share in that love into eternity. 1 John 8 says, God is love. 3 words with such impact. God is love. That's its entirety. It's one great huge balloon full of gifts in that love which he wants to share. Burst the balloon and all the goodies cover us, which is great. It is just one entire thing. Love is everything. And Jesus said the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And then he went on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And then he added a new command, love one another. The message could not be clearer, could it? Love me as I love you, as you will love everybody else. Those really are 3 most important commandments he gives. He goes on to say in John 14:15, if you love me, you will obey me. Obey what I command. Now that I consider to be an absolute challenge. Because do we day in and day out. Show that love, feel that love, seek that love, go for that love, do we? Or do we just live our days? We sing about it sometimes as well. Our obedience to his commands does not earn God's love, but it does enable us to receive that love. The love that's already on offer and will be given in abundance. I talk about obedience, and you'll be pleased to know in about 4 weeks' time, I'll be talking more about obedience, but this morning I just want to talk about love. So how important is God's love in all our daily lives? You've just heard about it 10 minutes ago. That's how important it is. How important are all of those three commands in our daily lives? Do we wake up singing, "I love you, Lord"? I could go on about love. And there's myriads of quotes, aren't there, in the Bible. If I'm only going to say to you, love is, I'd probably get about 30 different answers back to me, which is the content of love. Now, I'm going to talk about the content of love because I had a quick look through the Bible and there's hundreds of references to God's love and what it is. I don't want to be talking about, in general, the contents of love, just about the balloon, the whole balloon of what love is. And don't we always sing these songs, don't we? Jesus, we love you. Jesus, the lover of our soul. We can sing songs about love all days long. But how deep are those words to each one of us? How much do we really love God? I know how much he loves us. But how much do we really love God? But this morning I want to talk on that principle. When we commit our lives to God, his gift to us is love in all those dimensions. Knowing we belong to him. He is our Heavenly Father, the key to it all, and his love is the key to it all. Now, love is wrapped up in so many ways, but without love, it can't be unwrapped. Seems strange, isn't it? But you can't unwrap love unless you have the love. It was love that started it all. And when all else vanishes, God tells us, we'll be left with love. We are loved and we are accepted by our true and living God. It is for us to share that love and all that is wrapped up in that love. Now, God commands that we love him and his children. It's not the sentimental love that we know and share with each other, however wonderful that is and can be. This is a love that needs to be worked on. That's why Jesus said, love God with all your heart, with all your soul and mind and strength. Now those words would tend to indicate that when you find Jesus and you come to love him, it's not something he says, oh, that's it, I've got all the love. Here it is. Hey, it's great, isn't it? You've got some of it. You've not got it all. That's why he says you have to work at it with your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And that tells me that as you grow through your life, and you grow in your life with Father God, that love will increase. You'll receive more. You'll understand more. And the more you understand it, the more you get it, the more you can give it. Partially, it's like a parental love, isn't it? When you're born, you've got a kind of instinct love with your parents. But over the years, that grows. And there might be times when you fall out. There may be times when perhaps you disagree with each other. But because of that depth of love, normally you come back, you reconcile. And you come back into that loving family. And so it is without God. We can fall out sometimes. We can do things we shouldn't be doing. You might even disagree with him. Now, I have to think again about that, but if you do disagree, but you come back into one circle. But the more we know him, the greater the love. And the more we trust him, the greater the love. And the more time we spend it with him, the greater that love. To receive his love is, in ever-increasing volume, is a joy. And it's a joy that lasts forever, because it doesn't go away. It's added. It's added to what you have. For it feeds our lives. It provides all that we need to live the life the Father wants us to live. And enables us at the same time to bring joy to his heart. It is about love. His love for us and our love of Father. And the good news is that his love never fades. It never wanders. It always remains. His love is an amazing gift. But you have to reach out to capture the fullness of that love. And that's where I am this morning, because I do feel quite often we don't go far enough to really grasp the total capacity of the love he has to offer us. But that's only one half of the equation, of course. Our relationship and love with him is one thing. And it needs to grow. It needs to be bigger. It needs to be a greater bond. But why do we receive that love? Yes, partly it's received for our own benefit. But it's also because God wants us to go out and share it with others. He loves us 24/7. In fact, the wrong phrase, isn't it, for God? He loves us 24/7, 365. He never stops loving us for every minute of every day. But the challenge comes, do we feel the same about other people? Do we feel that we're going to be able to love other people 24/7? People we don't know, people we don't care about. It's a very difficult one. And I've mentioned it in the past to some of you, but some of you may not remember it, but quite a few years ago now, Arlene and I were in Paris at Notre Dame. And we thought we'd go and look at the cathedral, because it's quite a beautiful, was a beautiful place. I hope it will be back there again soon. But they've got a great big concrete area outside. About, I don't know, holds about 3,000 people, I suppose. And we turned up, not on a Sunday morning, it was none of the morning, and it was absolutely full. It was so crowded. Everybody was happy, cheery, joyous, ruffled. What's all this about? And it turns out it's Hug His Love. It was a big sign. And all the people of the church were there, and all they wanted to do was to give anybody and everybody that wanted it a hug. God loves them. And that was packed. And everybody was hugging everybody else. We joined in. But the joy it was bringing, the joy of that hug from God, the love of God, was absolutely fantastic. It changed the whole atmosphere of the place there. So even when you don't know anybody, and you don't know them from, well, not Jen, from Adam, but God's love can be enthusiastic and infectious in that sort of situation. God's love can go anywhere, anytime. You don't have to know people. I don't think I'd necessarily recommend you would do that in Brentwood on a Saturday morning, but you never know, maybe you could do it one day. It's a love that's unlike any other, isn't it? It's there. But it's Ephesians 3:16, although it's not directly referring to that, I think it's part of it, and I'll read it to you. I pray that out of his glorious riches, may he strengthen you with power through the spirit of your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And that's what he's praying for, that you will be filled with that love. It's a love that's unlike any other. It's an overwhelming love, and it's yours to share. It's yours to give. It's yours to receive. And I do feel sometimes we don't have enough of it. And that's not a personal one between you. It affects me more than anybody else. That's why I'm up here talking about it this morning. Can we start each day in the peace of mind that says, I can and do it to every person I meet them with the love of God in my heart. God's love in my heart. No matter who they are, they're still worthy of God's love, and therefore of my love. The loving of others does not always require action generated by love. Our presence alone can be enough. There are times when we feel useless and unable to make a difference. But the presence of God's love is enough. In other times, actions will matter. And emotions will not be enough to love, for love to get through, but love can generate the actions required. And just as God is patient with us, and thank goodness he is, and I refer to myself before anybody else, we must be patient with others. If we are full of God's love, there is kindness and gentleness and understanding, and everything is ingrained in that balloon I was talking about earlier, just showers out. Jesus was a great example to us in action and parable, in helping others in all that they had. God's word can guide us in those actions. There will be times in our life when difficulties that are far beyond our natural ability to cope with. However, being rooted and established in God's love, we can find encouragement and strength through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And ultimately, of course, love will conquer all. To know and love our Lord is an imperative. For us, love is the decision to put God first in all things, not for reward, not for personal gain, but because he is the one whom we have created to know and receive love from him. No matter what life brings to us, his love remains, and it will never fail. God is love. It's a totality. As Christians, we need all that love that is on offer. We seek to know him more and more and allow that love to grow day by day. More love, more power. Be in the position at the end of each day to thank the Lord for all his love and all that that entails. And arise the next day ready to share that love with everyone. Shower them with the blessings you have received. Shine brightly with the love of the Lord. Now, in our daily prayers, we ask for many things, don't we? Some for others, some for ourselves. Who asks for more love in their daily prayer? That was a challenge I put to myself the other day. I've started now. Probably should have started years ago. I've never really thought of doing that day by day. Please, Lord, I want more of your love. I want more of your love so that I can share that love. Never occurred to me before. Should have done, shouldn't it? But it's in my daily prayers now. Because if I have God's love, I have it all. Enough for me, enough for all those around me. We're born with God's love. We leave this earth with God's love. But how do we fill the void in between? Have we got the same amount of love to take through our life? Have we got an increased amount of love through our life? Because really, when we get to the end of our life, we should be so full of that love, it's bursting out the whole time. And that's the love that I wish for all of you. It's the love I wish for myself. And it's a love that I shall pray for more in the future. Let's pray now, shall we? Let's pray. Father, I pray that we can lift our arms and pray for more love. Love for ourselves to share with you, to help grow our relationship with you, and more love to share with others. Oh, how the world needs more of our love. How it needs to understand the gifts and blessings that come in knowing you and knowing your love. You created us to serve and bring joy to your heart, and that will only come through knowing and sharing your love. Lord, cover us with your love, I pray. Amen.